Welcome to Murmuring Walk. My name is Charlotte. Before we leave this car park and begin our journey, let's stop here a moment and acknowledge the original custodians of the land we're standing on. What an honour to be here on land that has neighbouring clans of the Wurundjeri, Tongarong, and Dja-Dja-Wurrung people of the Kulin Nation. Let's take a moment to acknowledge their ancestors, past, present, and emerging. The history of this land, babies born, and families created. Let's acknowledge the rich stories and histories told, the ceremony, and sacred cultural practices that have existed and thrived for thousands of years. Let's take a moment to acknowledge that despite the devastating impact of colonization and genocide on our First Nations people, their spirits remain strong. Their stories remain in the ground and sky and in this place we visit. Always was. Always will be. I've created this audio track with fellow musician Riesa Marjo and writer Sandra Fiona Long to share with you this magnificent place close to where I grew up and live today. Feel free to take your time and pause the audio whenever you like. We recommend having a look at the map before you start, then relax. We'll give you some directions along the way. You'll also notice some suggestions of places to pause on the map. Okay, let's start walking. You'll notice as we walk, sometimes we'll be quiet. That's because we're leaving space for the trees, the air, the leaves, the rain, the birds, the grasses, the wind. This section of the walk is regrowth forest.
Came up here only a few days after the fires. Everything was virtually blackened pencil leads right up through here. But funnily enough, a couple of the little
springing
patches
back
of
to life after logging and pine plantations, which didn't survive the 1983 Ash Wednesday fires.
Wattles are now senescing, so they're getting old now. The wattles move in first.
Up ahead, take the path to the left towards Sanatorium Lake Forest.
Bracken growing in disturbed soils.
Bracken.
The wattle.
The wattle.
Acacia.
Blackwood.
Silver wattle.
Bracken.
Lungs of the earth.
The sapling.
The wattle.
Return.
Inhale.
Exhale.
From
tiny little creamy white flowers in clusters, followed by a purpley black berry.
The understory.
Up ahead, you'll pass the remains of a big old tree that's been cut down. If you're not there yet, pause this audio until you arrive. Take your time.
The reaching.
The reaching. This tree must have been at least 500 years old when it was cut down. Standing in its center, I love reaching out and touching its edges. Imagine I'm standing right in the heart of the tree. As we go further, you'll see many survivors. Pockets of old growth, ancient trees, pre-colonial,
bootlace bush,
some fallen, coalescing back into the earth, senescing into soil, others still thriving,
mountain pepper,
home to so much life.
Mountain pepper. The leaves and the berries are spicy.
Victorian Christmas bush.
It's a blaze of white with tiny little purple spots inside the throat of the flowers.
Bootlace bush. Easy musk bush. The main understory to the mountain ash. They will become giant woody daisies with a slightly musky smell.
For the light.
Oh, look up.
Discarded bark like snakes.
Mountain ash.
Mountain ash. Competing ash. Their way to the sun's rays.
The tallest flowering plant in the world.
Branches opening up to the light.
Crack of bark, peeling lungs of the planet, separating
lungs of the planet,
trees rising to the sun, breathing in lungs.
Look out for
the
large bulge coming out of the tree. It's a pearl, like a pearl in an oyster. It starts as a tiny growth from some kind of infestation, then gradually grows. Some people say it's false advertising to call it
more
a lake.
More like a dam than a lake, lung-shaped.
Feel free to meander along the lake's edge.
Murmuring lake. Breathing lake.
From mud rising up through silt. Escaping with a pop, through leafy film, murmuring lake, breathing lake, still rising up.
Built in 1923 to provide water to the sanatorium down the hill, a place for tuberculosis patients to escape.
You might see some plump magpies hanging around the picnic tables.
Ooh.
When you're ready, start part two of the audio. It begins near the bridge.
Mm-hmm.